I need ears that hear.
And
I need a heart. To perceive.
To perceive.
That you're talking to me.
That you're talking to me.
You're on my case, Lord.
You're on my case, Lord.
And I want to mature.
And I want to mature.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
We're going to go to Romans chapter 8. And I'm going to concentrate from what he told me to write down first. Okay? And that came this morning. The verse that I want to concentrate on, and I'm going to go to the word after, but I want to just go from my notes, because he had me go to the Amplified for one verse. And I want to read to you what I wrote down. Romans 8:23. We ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. Now that's going one step further, correct? It's not just the adoption. It's the redemption. The redemption of our bodies to go higher than we've ever gone before. Now, anybody remember about Peter that I just shared with you? When he got transformed on the day of Pentecost, he would walk down the street and his shadow falling on the sick people would deliver them and set them free. Are you ready for that? I pray you are. Amplified version of the same verse, Romans 8:23. And again, I'm making this personal because that's what he was pressing me to do. We groan inwardly as we wait for the redemption of our bodies. Now, in the Amplified, it says, from sensuality, the grave, which will reveal our adoption. Then it says in parentheses, our manifestations as God's sons. The manifestation of Peter is visible in the book of Acts. Yes?
Yes.
Did he have 3.5 years with the Lord? How long did he stay a child? 3.5 years. Amen?
Amen.
But he got transformed, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
All right. Now, recognizing his ability to take us higher, I want you to now take a good look at Romans 8. Verse 5. Those who live according to the sinful nature have their minds, the box, set on what that nature desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mindset on what the Spirit desires. That's the healing that you're talking about. The mind of a sinful man is death. But the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. The sinful mind is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. But you better take a good look at the next few words. Nor can it do so. See, and when we want somebody to change their minds, we know they can't do it because the word is already giving you a heads up here. They can't do it. The transformation only comes under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Verse 8. Those controlled by the sinful nature cannot please God. Can't. They can't do it. You, however, are controlled by, not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you. So even if the Holy Spirit is hovering, he's got to come in to do a job. The transformation doesn't happen until he's inside, just like with Peter. Peter was a child. God said, he's mine. I prayed for you. And then when you get past this thing, you're going to realize it's time to grow up. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. But, verse 10, if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin. Yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, notice it's in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who lives in you. So now, watching what you and I were talking about, you've got a little girl, 4 years old, declaring something about the possibility of a future. Okay? I'm sure that if John was here, he'd advertise that his mother had no desire for another child. She wasn't ready. But God had a plan. And he used I don't know how old his sister was, but five? Oh, she was five. Well, that tells you. Matthew would do any prayer to get happy. Okay? Including keeping Grandpa out of the kitchen. Verse 12. Well, it's true, you know, because let's face it, he can do better. All right? Therefore, brothers, we have an obligation. But it is not to the sinful nature to live according to it. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you'll die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the misdeeds of the body, you will live. Amen. So again, there's a job involved. Every one of you spoke of something that needs to be done. You had to activate your will to say, okay, I'm going to tell her the truth no matter what, because I want healing, and healing did manifest. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 14, because those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Doesn't say babies. Doesn't say child. It says sons. So here's your trigger. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear. Slavery to fear. We identified it this morning. We made you see it. But you received the spirit of sonship. And that goes a little deeper, and we'll go back after that. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children now. If we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his suffering. I don't like suffering. Well, it's part of the game. In order that we may also share in his glory. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. The creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation is subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself will be liberated from its bondage to decay, that includes your body, and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning as in the pains of childbirth right up to the present time. Not only so, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons and the redemption of our bodies. Now, I want to stop there for a moment. Jesus was a child of God from the time he was born, and he acted as a child of God for how many years? 20. Anybody got a guess?
30.
When he was 30, he entered the water. And his cousin, who didn't want to do the work, he says, I need to be baptized by you. Jesus says, but you need to do this for me first. It's the first time that you see in the scripture that the heavens open. And he declares, this is not my baby boy. This is my beloved son in whom I am
well pleased.
All right. So we know the verse. But you got to see it from the perspective that the Lord tried to make us see. He didn't grow up without chores. We're describing our chores, but we're in a growing up stage. And he wants us to be different than we were. He doesn't want us to just stay with that bitterness. He wants us to get rid of all of it. And he's willing to get rid of it. But we need to be able to see it. Some of you are seeing yourself, like you pointed out, and you see, oh my God, I got a little homework here to do. Help me, Holy Spirit, because without you, I'm not going to do such a hot job. But I got something today that I didn't have yesterday. And as I rest with you and learn to float, amen?
Amen.
Learn to just let the water of life take you where you're supposed to go. And you may not enjoy some of it. I hate to say it that way, but you may not enjoy it.
Preparation.
Huh?
You're just preparing us, you know?
Well, you're sharing his suffering. You know, oh my God, I got to share your suffering, Lord. Yeah. Taste a little so that you can get the joy that I prepared for you. All right? So, if the firstborn son, Jesus Christ, walked around as a child of God for 30 years, he became a son by the voice of the Father opening the heavens to declare it to the world. And it says that the world or the people around that were being baptized didn't catch on. They didn't catch on. So there's some around you that are not going to catch on. Okay? And if they don't catch on, whose job is it to straighten them out?
God's.
I want to clean them up.
Right?
Right? Yeah. Okay. So get out of the control box and release it back to the Lord and begin to thank him for the things that are going right in your life. Because, you know, as you concentrate and see what he's done in the past 4 years. Yes, there are some good things there. Yes, there's disappointments. And you and I can look at the past 4 years, we can look at the past 10, 20, 30, I don't care what the number is. But there's a goal, and it is the redemption of our bodies.
Amen.
The redemption of our body to really put it back the way that Adam and Eve were before they fell. See, that's what Jesus came to do. He came to show us the purpose of the Father. He came to explain to us that we had a future, that not to remain in despair. And, you know, when you first speak about people and their bodies being redeemed, it's usually from the head and the mind that they think of it. They don't perceive it to be Peter as an example. And I'm using Peter because there seems to be quite a bit of material there. I mean, there's Peter, James, and John. There's a lot more there too. But Peter is kind of, you know, out in front, okay, more. And I think the transition of him bawling his eyes out when he denied the Lord, and then, of course, when Jesus visits him and says, "Do you love me?" You know, I mean, the last person Peter wants to see is Jesus. Mm. I just can just imagine. I blew it. I denied you. I said I'd never do it. He's caught with his pants down. Mm-hmm. Okay? Totally exposed. And he really is probably saying, "Don't even come here."
How he felt he wasn't worthy?
Totally, totally. I blew it. I promised I'd never deny you, but when I do, I blew it.
I denied you, right.
Why? Because Peter was filled with fear. Plus, he had a plan for Jesus to take over and get rid of the Romans.
Right.
He had that mindset. He hadn't put the box in the trunk yet. Amen. We are learning that. And I'm not there yet either. I'm not saying I've got it all put together. If you want to know any opinion, you can ask Irene. She'll give you all the corners that I fail in. But that's the beauty of who we are.
Absolutely.
Okay? Someone else sees in me what I don't see.
Amen.
But that goes both ways.
Sure.
All right? So, if you will lift your hands and say, "Lord Jesus."
Lord Jesus.
We're not here.
We're not here.
About teaching others how to make it.
About teaching others how to make it.
We are looking.
We are looking
to become adult sons and daughters.
To become adult sons and daughters
of the Most High God.
Of the Most High God.
And I'm not going to quit.
And I'm not going to quit
until I hear.
Until I hear.
Well done.
Well done.
My son.
My son.
Or my daughter.
Or my daughter.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We pray.
We pray.
Amen.
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 Amen.